Welcome into the Sports-Scoop.com podcast. I'm Jordan Long. Colorado School of Mines is into the Final Four of the NCAA Division II playoffs for football. This is the furthest they have ever been in their school's history in terms of the football program. Looking at the regular season, Mines tied Western Colorado University for the Rocky Mountain Athletic Conference Championship, RMAC for short. They both finished the regular season at 8-1 in the conference. The RMAC doesn't break ties, even though that Western Colorado University lost to Mines back on October 2nd. If they had broken ties, Mines would have won the RMAC due to the tiebreaker. But they don't do that, so they both shared the Rocky Mountain Athletic title in football. Mines' only loss of the year was to Colorado Mesa University, which is located in Grand Junction, Colorado. Mesa stunned them 26-21. Mines, though, if you look at the postseason, they knew their record of 11-1 was good enough to earn them a playoff berth. The question was, what seed would they receive? Well, it was a one seed, and they had a bye in the first round. In the second round, they defeated Bemidji State 55-6. In the quarterfinal round, they knocked off Angelo State 34-26. The thing about those two games, they were both home games in Golden, Colorado, which is where Colorado School of Mines is located. Now that they are in the national semifinal, everything is reseeded, and they head out on the road. They take on Valdosta State tomorrow. The winner of that game takes on either Ferris State or Shepherd University for the Division II national title for football. Valdosta State comes into the game with the same record as the Colorado School of Mines. They both have one loss on the season. Of course, like I said earlier, Mines' only loss came at the hands of Colorado Mesa University by the score of 26-21 on October 23rd. For Valdosta State, this school is located in Valdosta, Georgia. Their only defeat of the season was on November 13th by West Florida. The last week of the regular season, and this game wasn't even close. The final was 61-42. How Valdosta State got to the semifinal is they knocked off West Georgia 66-35 and Bowie State 41-17. Now, if you look into the stats, both of these teams have an offense that will score early and often. Colorado School of Mines averages 39.23 points per game. For Valdosta State, they score on average 44 points per game. Just looking at that, it could be a shootout with many points scored, and the team that has the ball last will win the football game. Defensively, Mines is better in terms of scoring defense. They allow 13.23 points per game. Valdosta State gives up 19.08 points per game. Both teams seem like a mirror image of each other. They both like to control the clock by running the football. Mines rushes for 175.8 yards per game. For Valdosta State, they gain 262.8 yards per game on the ground. Passing-wise, Valdosta State passes for 263.58 yards per game. Mines passing game, they average 230.46 yards per game. That screams Valdosta State is the better team, but not by much if you look at offense. Defensively, Mines is better stopping the run. They give up 88.2 yards per game on the ground. The thing about the Mines defense is they know how to line up and tackle a guy even if it's a 3 or 4 yard rush. Mines can also stop a guy behind the line or for no gain. As for Valdosta State, they aren't as good when it comes to the rush defense. They permit 165.8 yards per game on the ground. That says Mines should be able to run the football on offense on the Valdosta State defense. For Valdosta State, they have to stop the running game. The rush defense is going to be key for both teams. Sure, both schools can stop the pass. Mines allows 206.15 yards per game. Valdosta State gives up 154.75 yards through the air. The point is, whichever team can stop the rush and make the other try to pass, that will be the difference. Controlling clock is also key in this game. Running the football, as we all know, will keep the offense on the field and tire out that defense. Of course, if you're controlling clock and running for first downs, that won't allow the other team's offense on the field. Looking at the defensive steal, Mines will bring pressure. They have 52 total sacks. Valdez-Estate can bring down the quarterback, but not as often, with 32 sacks this year. What Valdez-Estate needs to do when they pass the football on offense, screens. Mines is an aggressive defense. A screen pass could go for long yardage, which could spell trouble for the Mines defense. With a lot of grass in front of them, Valdez-Estate could go for first downs or longer, especially if you're using the screen game. Also, the big difference in this game could be third downs. If you convert third downs, that keeps your drives going. Mines is at 42.7% on third downs converted on offense. Valdez-Estate converts third downs at 51.68%. Both of these schools know how to convert, but whichever team is able to do that more will have their offense on the field to score more points and control the clock. With both of these offense scoring, the red zone has to be an area where a team wins or loses. You can't drive into the red zone and kick field goals. The team that scores more touchdowns in the red zone will win this football game. The truth is, both of these schools have played great football to get here. They have shown that with their play. This game could go either way. If Mines wins, it will not only be their first shot at national championship in football, but the first RMAC team to do so since CSU Pueblo won the whole thing in 2014. For Valdez-Estate, they have taken home the national championship four times. Their last title is in 2018. This is going to be a great game. Interesting to note that Valdez-Estate has never played Colorado School of Mines in football. In fact, this is the first time that Valdez-Estate has faced a team in the Rocky Mountain Athletic Conference. The edge is to Valdez-Estate, but I feel like this is going to be a close game. Both schools can play offense and defense. For Valdez-Estate, they have to be the favorite because they are playing at home. That will give them an advantage because their crowd will be noisy when Mines has the football and silent when they have the football. No matter what happens in this game, Mines can hold their head high. They had a great season. As for kickoff for this game, that is at 10 a.m. Mountain Time tomorrow from Valdez-Estate. Good luck to the Colorado School of Mines. On to my NFL picks of the week. Last week I went 2-3, and overall I'm 35-30. We will start with the Buffalo Bills versus the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. The Buccaneers are a 4-point favorite. The Bills are a solid team, and they can do it on offense, as long as Josh Allen is careful with the football and won't throw it in coverage for interceptions. If he throws the ball into coverage, those can be tip passes or interceptions. He can find Stephon Diggs, Emmanuel Sanders, and Cole Beasley. The Buccaneers will force him to hold onto the ball with their pass rush. They will use their defensive lineman plus linebacker Shaq Barrett to do so. The Bills knows this. The easiest way to stop an aggressive defense, besides running the football, is screens. Running some of them may stop the Bucs' pass rush. For Tampa Bay, we all know their offense is good with quarterback Tom Brady. He has a quick release to throw the football. The Bills need to rush Brady with their front four and have coverage. Otherwise, Brady will pick them apart. For the Bills, score touchdowns, but they can't settle for field goals because of that Buccaneers offense. The Buccaneers will score touchdowns in the red zone. The winner, though, will be Tampa Bay. Arizona hosting the LA Rams. Arizona is a 2.5-point favorite. The Rams have a pretty good offense, starting with quarterback Matt Stafford, and he'll look for Cooper Kupp and Odell Beckham Jr. That will be the key for Matt Stafford. Find Cooper Kupp and Odell Beckham Jr. early and often. For the Cardinals, they have an offense to match the Rams' offense. Kyler Murray, their quarterback, can run with it, but he will look for DeAndre Hopkins, A.J. Green, and tight end Zach Ertz. For both teams, their defense can't give up big plays. They have to bring pressure to stop the opponent's offense. Sacks and punts will be the difference. The winner in this game will be the Arizona Cardinals. The Baltimore Ravens versus the Cleveland Browns. The Browns are a 2-point favorite. You have to like a rivalry because both of these teams know each other well. For the Browns, on defense, find a way to force Lamar Jackson to pass the football. If you do, Jackson will struggle passing the football. Also, have a spy on him in case he runs. For the Browns offense, Baker Mayfield can't turn the ball over. Doing that will give the Ravens a chance to keep scoring on offense, especially with their turnovers, and that will add points to the scoreboard. Third downs and turnovers determine this football game. The Ravens will win the turnover battle and gain more first downs. So the Ravens win this football game. An AFC West divisional rivalry between the Las Vegas Raiders and the Kansas City Chiefs. Kansas City is a 9.5-point favorite. This should be a great game on paper. They played each other back on week 10. Kansas City came out with a 41-14 victory. So how do the Raiders make it a different game? Easy. Stop Patrick Mahomes. Force him to throw the football sooner than he wants to and pressure the quarterback. For the Raiders offense, score touchdowns. You cannot turn the ball over or get stopped on third downs if you're the Raiders offense. Keep drives alive. Kansas City is the better team, and they will score early and often, and the winner of this game will be the Kansas City Chiefs. The Dallas Cowboys versus the Washington football team. Washington is a 4-point favorite. The Cowboys have an offense that can go up and down the field with quarterback Dak Prescott. He will look for CeeDee Lamb, Amari Cooper, and Cedric Wilson. They have to catch the football. Drops cannot happen this week. The running game will be there as well for the Dallas Cowboys. For Washington, stop the running game and create pressure. Those can be hits on Dak Prescott, and those could also be sacks, which could cause turnovers. Washington is looking good with Tyler Heinicke at quarterback. He is avoiding the big turnovers and finding his receivers. That needs to happen again this week. Divisional rivalry games can go either way. Both teams know each other well, but in the end, the Dallas Cowboys win. My picks again. Bills versus Buccaneers, Tampa Bay. Rams versus the Arizona Cardinals, Arizona. Ravens versus Browns, the Baltimore Ravens. Raiders versus Kansas City, Kansas City. Cowboys versus Washington, I'm going with the Dallas Cowboys. I'm Jordan Long. Thank you for listening to the Sports-Scoop.com podcast.